and welcome to another episode of The Inciting Event. I'm your host, Zachary Steele, and on today's show, we're continuing a series of episodes covering the upcoming play, Duality, written and directed by Anthony M. Laura. Over the course of the series, we'll chat with actors as well as with Anthony to discuss the characters, themes, and process of creating a play on stage. On this episode, I'll be joined by Candy Dato, who stars as Tabitha Baines, and Susan Neufer, who stars as Stella Anders. Duality will run from December 6th through December 21st at ART New York Theaters. Tickets are now available. Hello, Candy and Susan. How are you doing today?
Great.
Good. I'm glad to have you here. I'm very excited to dig in and to talk a bit about Tabitha and Stella and to get your insights on the character and to talk a little bit about Duality. If I were to just start at the beginning, let's start with the fact that you're both revisiting characters that you've played before in this series of plays that Anthony has written and directed. And I'd love to know how you feel about stepping back into that role. So the first thing I'd love to hear, and then we'll work back through this after you answer it, is just tell us a little bit about your character and what people need to know about them. Candy, we will start with you.
Okay. Well, Tabitha is, the whole play is around her 75th birthday. I think that's a good place to start. And Tabitha was in the one of the characters in The Girl with the Red Hair. And she was not in the second play, but she's returned now. And she is the grandmother of Camilla, as well as Sadie, Eloise, Celeste, in terms of placing her within the family. She's, of course, sister to Stella and Mary, who we don't ever get to meet. And she, we first meet her in The Girl with the Red Hair. The whole play takes place in a psychiatric unit. So that's where she is. And we don't ever really learn much about her past or her life outside. In this play, she is predominantly, on the scene of the birthday party, and we get to learn more about her. But there's also a flashback to about 20 years earlier, if I remember correctly. I think Tabitha is around 55, and there's a flashback scene, and then back to the present time when she's 75.
So. Excellent. And Susan, you are returning to Stella, so tell us a little bit about Stella.
Okay, yeah, Stella was in the play Shadows. She was not in the play The Girl with the Red Hair. So Stella is Camilla's great aunt, and she's Tabitha's sister, as Candy said. She is a retired doctor. She's gay and has no children. And the love of her life was her wife, Vera, who we learned in Shadows died of dementia. So she's by herself now. She lives by herself, except now she's looking after Tabitha. And I say she's not thrilled with the way her life has turned out, and she's kind of depressed.
Yeah. And how does it feel when you have this opportunity to return to this role? How does it feel to get back into that character, Candy?
Well, I'm loving it. it's been a couple of years, and in The Girl with the Red Hair, at the end of the play, we don't really know what's happening in many regards, but particularly with regard to Tabitha, what's happening with her. So it's very interesting to come back here and sort of bring this character further along in terms of where she is and what some of her life experiences are, how she's relating to the people around her, the family, and also reflecting back on her time in the hospital. That becomes quite critical.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So it's wonderful being able to portray a character a second time in a different points in her life.
Excellent. Yeah. Susan, what about you?
Yeah. Oh, I am thrilled. And I'm looking forward to learning more myself about Stella and having the audience get to know her. And I'm very pleased that I get to act with Candy, because Candy was our assistant stage manager on Shadows. And it was such a pleasure to get to know her. She was just great, you know, to hang out with her. And so we I feel like we have a little bit of a relationship. So it's kind of, it's kind of helps.
Excellent. And I want to come back to that relationship. But before we do that, what is it that you're hoping that Duality will bring to your character that wasn't there before? And we'll stick with Running Candy. You get the alphabetical privilege of being the first person each time.
Okay, great. Well, as I said, you know, it's wonderful portraying Tabitha at a different time, and actually times, because of the flashback. So, you know, getting to understand more about her and see her more, seeing her as having a full life with a family, a history, what all her connections are to her family, but also, you know, getting also a sense of different parts of her emotional life, her depression, her kind of thin thread of connection to reality at times. And let's see what else. Just more depth, I think, to understanding and seeing Tabitha and revealing her to the audience as well.
Nice. Susan, what about you?
Oh, well, we're seeing Stella in this play now that she's retired. She was working as a doctor in the other play. And now that she's retired, it seems the filter is off. She's saying more what she thinks. And Stella has more comic lines, and I'm hoping I'll get a few laughs. That would be really nice. Also, this play explores Stella's life a lot more than Shadows did. Because in Shadows, she was definitely, I mean, a supporting character. She was, you know, she was trying to take care of the main character and her sister to some extent. You know, she really was that she was very professional, more professional in that, even though her feelings, you know, came out in certain scenes. But so, there's a lot more fun that to be had with Stella, I think, in this iteration. And and it's also we learn a little bit more about what makes her tick and what she wants for her life.
Yeah, I know we're going to come back to Stella's directness later, but I will tell you that in my reading that yes, you got some laughs from me. So I'm betting you're going to get them from the audience as well. So within Duality, we actually have a story centered around two sets of sisters. We have Camilla, Sadie, the group there, and then we have you all, who are sisters. And in both, we get to see a little bit of the long history of the good and bad that comes with that relationship. So when we arrive in Duality, where do you see this sisterly relationship?
Well, with Stella, I think that Tabitha, you know, has a lot of affection and love for Stella, but she gets irritated with her very easily. She feels that Stella maybe is judgmental, controlling. So there's a lot of struggling going on. One of the things I've thought about is that Susan and I have not really had an opportunity to talk about this relationship together. And I'm really looking forward to doing that. We may have some differences in the backstories that I've been working on, but what we see in the play though is it's a very mixed relationship. They're both wanting to get on with their lives in very different directions, and we see irritation and conflict, but we see a definite emotional connection and some of which is very touching. It's just even just a little flash is really quite lovely.
Nice. Susan, how do you see the relationship?
Yeah, I agree. With Candy about that. I mean, just it, with many sibling relationships, there isn't as much respect for each other shown as there might be. You know, it's like they say, familiarity breeds contempt, and you can't get much more familiar than you are with your sister. You know, and as I've experienced in my life, I have two sisters. And even though Estella is like a doctor, she doesn't treat Tabitha that way. You know, she is a bit more than a bit judgmental of Tabitha. She's impatient. She's embarrassed by her. She's over her with the delusions, and you know, which is for a doctor is kind of, you know, you expect a little more. But I think with that sibling relationship, and also I guess what's going on in Stella's life, she's like, oh, I can't deal with this, and you know, and sometimes I think we tend to put our family members into boxes, into, you know, we have our roles. Like, you know, when you go home for Thanksgiving, you're like 2 years old or 5 years old again, you know, the way your siblings treat you or your parents treat you or whatever. And I think there's a little bit of that, their history kind of crops up. But I do agree that they do love each other. And I think they acknowledge that a little bit more as the play goes on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Susan, you had mentioned that you and Candy both were, though not on stage, worked together in Shadows, and so you had the opportunity to spend, I would assume, ample time around one another.
A lot of time.
How much of a benefit is that to you, to both of you, as you go into this particular play?
Oh, I think it's great. You know, that we have a friendship, you know, a relationship, and you know, Candy she kind of took care of us because she was always bringing tea in and keeping the kettle filled. And you know, we would fight over snacks, you know, whatever snacks we could grab from the concession stand, you know, who was getting
is this true, Candy? Did we fight over snacks?
We didn't.
No.
There was a little competition.
Yeah. Not so much with you and I, but among some of the other actors.
Who was gonna get the Cheetos and who was getting the pretzels, yeah.
Yeah, I had never done any kind of work, anything other than acting. I've only been acting actually for a few years, you know, relative to my gray hair. And it was quite a lovely, wonderful experience being assistant stage manager. And I stayed backstage for the whole play. Every performance, I was there the whole time. So I really, you know, I had a very different role, and you really get to know people, and particularly Susan, maybe because of where we sat. And
we were sitting.
Our generation, we're, you know, the same generation, that can help, but yeah.
And I forgot, and Candy was great about supplying me with, she subscribes to the New York Times print edition, and she would tear out the crossword puzzles for me. And I believe you did the Sudoku, but I did the crossword puzzle. So it was a really great relationship.
Ah, that's nice. Well, I want to dig into the characters a little bit more deeply, but before I do that, just one further question for you both. And this goes back to the original opportunity to take on the role. When you first learned about the role, what was it that excited you the most that you wanted to explore with that character? And Candy, any thoughts?
I think it was, you know, what is Tabitha's experience of being back with her family? Because in The Girl with the Red Hair, it was very, very circumscribed. You know, all we saw was her in that situation. And so to have the opportunity to see and develop a number of different relationships, as well as to explore how it feels to her to be out in the world and you know, loving people, but also still dealing with all of her mental health problems.
And Susan, what about you and Stella?
Yeah, well, I didn't know until I saw this play. I I didn't really know what Anthony was going to bring. And I did like it. I saw, you know, it, like I said, I see a little bit more of Stella's life and what she's into and what she wants to do with her life. And and she is, and I like it. I know we're going to discuss this a little bit, but she isn't afraid to say what she thinks. And maybe she, yeah. So I enjoyed that.
Nice. So Candy, you had talked a little bit about Tabitha and mental health issues. And in Girl with the Red Hair, we do see her in a mental health facility. And in this particular one, she is out and in the world again. One of I don't want to call it a defining characteristics, but it's certainly one of the more memorable aspects of Tabitha is that she has this continuing belief that Prince William is coming to whisk her away at any moment. And I'm curious from your vantage point, why is that such an important part of who she is?
Oh, it felt then in the first play and again now even that it's for her, it's holding on to hope that there's something that's going to kind of help her get through, something she's holding on to, feeling of love, a little excitement perhaps, but more just security and hope for the future. Now, before I was an actor, I was for many years a psychotherapist, and I worked with a lot of different kinds of people. And I always remember years ago, I worked with a kind of a famous psychologist who said what therapists can offer patients oftentimes is hope. And I also think that people find their own ways of having hope in their lives. So for Tabitha, yeah, Prince William, at times it's very clearly a delusion that she firmly believes. Other times it's not clear, you know, but hope, I think, is the central purpose of that.
I imagine as a psychotherapist, that would have been quite an insight into her character as you were going into it and into the play in general, The Girl with the Red Hair, since it took place within a mental health facility.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah. Well, Susan, we're going to get to the directness now. Stella is like, as Stella is, shall we say, direct, which sets her apart from both Tabitha and Camilla and leads to frequent frustration. Do you see this as a flaw in her character or a strength?
Well, I don't see it as either exclusively. I mean, I think it kind of comes from her unhappiness, and also maybe she's just now that she's, you know, had a long career as doctor and she's not willing to pussyfoot around issues anymore. And in a way that, you know, the family has tended to, I mean, they acknowledge this big trauma, this big horrible thing that happened to Camilla, but then they kind of like sweep the problems under the rug. And, you know, maybe she's just not, she just kind of likes to call it as she sees it. I think she also doesn't quite get the younger generation. I think she has a little bit of like understanding, like Eloise and Regan. I mean, I think she respects them, but you know, Lucy, you know, the younger characters, I think she's like doesn't really get them. But so, yeah, I mean, the fact that, you know, her social skills could definitely use some improvement, and she says things out of turn, things that so in that way, it's a flaw for sure. It doesn't usually help things go any better. It doesn't calm things down. She's just thinking about herself and doesn't really have a filter. So, yeah. So, I mean, I think the strength is that it's just telling the truth. That's a good thing, but yeah, it can be a flaw also.
Is that something that you had to explore, or is this something that you connect with in your life? That directness.
Yeah. Well, being a New Yorker, I think, you know, we, we learn to like mutter kind of what we think, you know, especially like, you know, on the subway, because you don't want to get killed. But but no, I think, yeah, I think as I've gotten older, I've gotten a little less diplomatic for sure.
That's a fine way to put it.
My late mother, she would say I did tend to put my foot in it. So yeah, I could kind of relate to this part of her personality.
Excellent. Well, Candy, I couldn't help but notice I was reading through the script that, though this is not to take anything away from the relationship that Camilla has with Stella in any way whatsoever, but she certainly seems to have a much closer bond with Tabitha. And I wanted to know what you thought might be the reasoning behind that.
I think, well, of course, you know, Tabitha is Camilla's grandmother, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a close relationship. I think we don't know a lot, at least, and I haven't really in my mind even figured out much about Camilla's mother. But from an early age, Tabitha was very involved with Camilla's life, and Camilla would, you know, and would come to Tabitha's home, and it was a second home. So there was a lot of involvement. But I think what really draws them close is that they both are dealing with, suffering from, and just experiencing depression, the lingering effects of abuse and trauma. And I think that's a bond that they have that, you know, that draws them to each other. I think Tabitha was always there for Camilla when she was a child and teenager. And that's a tight bond that, you know, that Camilla feels in particular, I think.
As we're talking about that, Susan, how would you define the relationship that Stella has with Camilla?
Well, I think she's fairly close to her, but, you know, as you say, I think she's closer to Tabitha, but Camilla is. But, you know, she's always, she's a fan of her, really, as a writer. She admires her. I think, you know, and I think she admires her as an independent woman who's living by herself the way Stella is. And she's always, and I think she's listened to her and taken her seriously, even her her fantasies and her imaginary, you know, friend, Sandrine, she remembers her. I mean, when Camilla brings her up in the play, she remembers, you know, that Camilla used to talk about her. And but Camilla, I guess, doesn't feel close enough to Stella to confide her despair, which is really what kind of brings her to the point, you know, the decision that that Camilla makes. And Stella has not confided her depression and her plans to Camilla either. But I mean, they're concerned enough. Camilla is concerned about Stella because she said, you know, I think there's someplace early in the play where she says, well, Stella's not been herself. And, you know, and Stella calls Camilla's publisher, you know, just to see, you know, what's going on, because she's concerned that Camilla isn't writing anymore. So they have a concern. I don't think they're that as tight, maybe, as Camilla is with Tabitha.
Yeah. Well, Anthony always explores relationships in it feels like everything he writes, but in this particular story, we're dealing almost exclusively, not entirely, but almost exclusively with family relationships. And as you approach this and start to consider an audience coming in to take in the story, what do you hope they gain from seeing these relationships on stage? Candy?
I hope that they would gain, well, maybe it's not even so much gain, but identify and understand and resonate with these relationships and how intertwined and complex they are, and how they even over the course of a play, you see things being revealed and things clarified and things, you know, exaggerated. And so I would hope that people would gain a, you know, a sense of people being not always just who they may appear superficially. And particularly around people that are dealing with mental health issues, you know, people that are dealing with depression, even delusions, that that, you know, Tabitha, for example, is a whole person, and she's not just a woman who has delusions. You know, she's much more than that, and that they could be, get a sense of that, of the depth of the characters and what their relationships are like with each other.
Susan, what about you?
That's really a wonderful answer. Yeah, you know, just that that, you know, that we can have empathy and compassion, especially for our family, where it may be the hardest to do. And the importance of reaching out, not keeping secrets, you know, if you can't talk to your family, then, you know, talking to a professional or someone, you know, that how dangerous depression and mental health and mental illness can be, this is something I think Anthony really wants to point out, that about the stigma of mental illness and the stigma of trauma, and that, you know, to really let go of the shame around these things.
Yeah. Well, Candy, you had mentioned that you haven't been doing acting very long. Mm-hmm. And Susan, I'm not sure what your story is in that regard, but I can tell you mine is zero. I've never experienced what it's like to be on stage. So I would love to know, before we sign off here, that what is it like on that first night? When the crowd, the audience is there for the first time, you've done the workshops, you've done the rehearsals, and it is time for that first one, and you step on stage for your first scene. What does that feel like?
Well, I mean, building up to it, you know, there's an incredible amount of tension and anxiety and you know, excitement. But, you know, from having my experience of having done a lot of work, and it's like, then you, when you come on, it's like you're stepping into the character back in, that you've worked so much with this character, and you sort of just fall into the character. And, you know, you always are who you are. You don't forget who you are, but you really, for me, I really feel like I just sink into the character, and the play kind of takes over. But there's a lot of tension and anxiety and whatever.
I feel like I would A, not be able to eat the entire day, because B, I would not have it in my stomach by the time I got there. So
it's not that bad.
No, I'm just telling you, that's what I think I would be like. What's it like for you, Susan?
Yeah. Well, see, before I got back into acting, which was 20, 25 years ago or what, something like that. I had acted, then I stopped, and I always did some sort of performing, but I was doing singing, and I did like cabaret singing, and it's like a vacation to act and not have to sing for me. And singing to me is, I love it more than anything, mm-hmm. but it is so nerve wracking. And I love, that's the way, when I did my first scene study class, I was like, oh my God, there's someone else on stage. It's not all me. So that's what I love being on stage with other people, you know, and that's what's great about this play is, like, we're on stage with a whole family. It's going to be great, you know? I love the experience of, you know, of looking at that other actor, you know, and acting with them, that makes that, that helps. It helps a lot, but yeah, it is a little nerve wracking, but we're going to be pretty well rehearsed. We're really starting. Yeah. We're starting up in September. So hopefully I'll know all my lines, and
That would be a
remember
benefit.
Which way to enter, you know, which side I'm entering from. And, you know, that's just the small things,
just the lines and stage direction. That's all.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, it's exhilarating and a little bit scary. Yeah.
That is all the time we have, but I'm very excited to see what you all can produce on stage, and I wish you all the best with everything leading up to it.
Oh, thank you. Are you going to be able to come up here in person?
It is on my wish list. I have a very busy schedule, and it's very difficult in December for me to get away, but if I can get there, know that I'm going to be there.
Oh, great.
Great.
Such a pleasure to talk to you again.
It's a pleasure to talk to y'all too. So, yeah, have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.